Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Maddie's Q102 is Jeff and Jen, 732. And I guess we're not going to get as much snow as we thought we were going to get. They said, you know, we'd probably get like a couple hours worth. It could dump as much as an inch and a half, but now we're looking at less than an inch and mainly to the south of the river. We see high temperatures around 40, and right now we're sitting at 32. It's down to 32 now, Q102.
Dang, that's cold.
Used to be that only celebrities would give their kids unique kind of crazy names. But the trend seems to have trickled down in the masses. Of course, famous people continue to be at the forefront of this trend. But Vogue magazine put out a list of the most unusual celebrity baby names. And this isn't that unusual. Rhodes Robert, who was the son of Emma Roberts and Garrett Hedlund.
Yeah, we liked him. They had the baby over the holiday. I think Tim and I talked about Rhodes, like Rhodes Scholar. I think it's kind of a cool name.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, I grew up in the same neighborhood as a guy named Robert Rhodes.
Oh.
We lived down the street. Bobby Rhodes. The daughter of Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn. Lyra Antarctica.
That's an interesting middle name. Maybe that's where she was conceived or something. Like, you know, people do that sometimes. They'll put, like, Charleston as the middle name.
There you go.
Because they were on a trip.
Yeah. Toledo.
Yeah.
Daisy Dove.
I liked Daisy Dove. That's Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's daughter, right?
Yep, you got that right.
I think that's a cute name.
Yep.
It just seems like... kind of seems like a little bit of a stage name.
A little bit nicer than Daisy Pigeon.
Yeah, Daisy Dove Bloom.
Daisy Dove.
Sounds like she's going to be a writer.
Pigeon Forge. Wait, no, that's not right.
I know, that's not right.
The daughter of Elon Musk and Grimes.
This is the hard one, right?
X-A12. X-A12.
But when you write it, it doesn't look like that. Like, isn't the middle one like a symbol or something?
Yeah, Ash, the symbol Ash, which is like, it looks like an A and E kind of fused together. Yeah. So the letter X, the A-E, also known as Ash, A-12. X-A12. So long as Elon gets it. The daughter of Cameron Diaz. That's right. I forgot Cameron Diaz. And Benji Madden had a kid.
Yep.
Radix. R-A-D-D-I-X.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's kind of a neat name.
And then John Legend and Chrissy Teigen named their kid Luna.
Which I love.
Luna Simone.
I think that's pretty too.
Luna Simone.
Yep.
That is your name.
Jason Lee and Beth, is it Riesgraf? Riesgraf? They named their son Pilot Inspector with a K.
Like the full name is Pilot Inspector?
Pilot is the first name. Inspector, I guess, is the middle name with a K. Inspector with a K.
No.
Mike Myers and Kelly Tisdale named their daughter Sunday Molly.
Is that another one of those conception stories?
Probably.
Yeah.
On Sunday on Molly.
I mean, that's probably the least unique, you know, the least unusual. Sunday Molly. Kelsey.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Hi, Kelsey. We're going to play Faker for Real. We have three headlines. Two are fake, one is real. You get the real one, you're going to Bridal-rama. Is the real headline A woman tries to drive off in an ambulance after stealing four rolls of Mentos? Is it B, a guy steals a truck and then calls 911 to complain the victim pulled a gun on him? Or is it C, both A and B?
I'll say C.
It is
there
C.
You go.
Congratulations.
You getting married anytime soon?
Yeah, I just got engaged over the summer.
Oh, perfect.
Well, this is going to be great for you. Have you ever been to like a Bridal-rama style event before?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it. Let me give you a little tip here. Take address labels so that way you don't have to write your address and contact information on all the stuff. And also get ready to possibly eat lots of cake.
All right. Sounds good.
Such a good time.
You've been a few of these.
I have. I actually didn't mind going to those because all of the cake sampling and seeing all the pictures and stuff, that was all really fun.
I like the address label idea. It's pretty brilliant. So I'll work my way backwards here. The stories that you mentioned, the two that are real, probably not a good idea to call the cops to report a crime when you're in the middle of committing a different crime. But here we have a 22-year-old guy named Elliot Scott from Chicago. And last week he stole a truck from a towing company. But while he was driving away, he called 911 to report a crime. The person he stole the truck from pulled a gun on him.
Oh.
So the cops already had the GPS coordinates of the truck, so they showed up shortly after the call and arrested Elliot for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, theft, and driving on a suspended or revoked license. As far as we know, the truck's owner who pulled the gun has not been arrested. The judge released Elliot until his trial because, quote, he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called the police, apparently, upon himself. So there's that. And then, do you remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the Mentos commercial from the 1990s where someone would pop one in their mouth and then do something kind of clever?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Well, anyway, there's a 19-year-old by the name of Antoinette Froiland who was at a gas station near Allentown, Pennsylvania this month when she walked behind the counter and took two packs of cigarettes. An employee tried to stop her. She pushed the employee out of their way, grabbed four rolls of Mentos, and walked out. Only thing is she didn't have a getaway car. So after stealing the Mentos, she left the parking lot and I guess decided she was going to steal an ambulance that was parked around the corner. Unfortunately for her, she didn't know how to operate it.
I mean, how do you drive that thing?
Well, if usually, you know, according to the commercials, if you pop a couple of Mentos, you can do anything because you're just very clever. But it didn't work out in real life. I guess the Mentos didn't help. She was still inside the ambulance when the police got there to arrest her. She is facing several charges, including felony robbery and attempted theft.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.